Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with one big news story about the fires. Governor Gavin Newsom is thanking FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, for its quick response to new major wildfires in Napa and Shasta counties. The agency has given California 2 fire management assistant grants.
Received those overnight. We have additional emergency declarations in to the White House more broadly as it relates to addressing the needs of individuals and businesses and counties and communities torn apart because of some of these other active wildfires in the state.
Wildfires this year have now burned more than 3.7 million acres in California, destroyed more than 7,600 structures, and are blamed for causing 26 deaths. The governor says Mother Nature, as well as help from neighboring states, may be California's best hope in knocking down the 2 new wildfires that erupted over this weekend.
The wind's beginning to die down as the rest of the day. We move through the rest of the day. Very hot temperatures, very dry conditions. And that means we have a chance at least to get some more aircraft in, DC-10s, the 747s, come very familiar to the people here in the state of California. 117 aircrafts now working these fires.
The fires in the wine country have destroyed a number of homes and forced more than 50,000 people to evacuate. And the Zog fire that broke out on Sunday in Shasta County has also forced evacuations. The latest numbers from CAL FIRE are as follows. The Glass Fire is considered a wildfire. It started on Sunday. The latest news from last night says that there are 36,236 acres have been burned. It is only 0% contained. CAL FIRE units from Sonoma and Lake and Napa are working on that fire, and the cause is still under investigation. The Zog Fire, the wildfire burning in Shasta and Trinity area, has burned so far 40,317 acres. And the latest news was as of 15 minutes ago this morning, still 0% contained. Wildfires are burning year after year in wine country and lower elevations of the Sierra Nevada. A question is asked, are pre-existing burn scars enough to ward off a future fire? CAP Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
Michael Jones was up the entire night Sunday watching the Glass Fire take off. It burned at least one famous family-owned winery and forced thousands to flee. Jones is a forestry advisor for the UC system in that area.
So it's actually burning in the strip of the coastal range that hasn't burned in recorded history.
The fire is wedged between where the 2017 Tubbs and Nuns fires burned, and Jones says it's sort of nature hitting equilibrium. The pace and scale of fires this year are also reshaping how climate change is forecast, says UC Merced climate scientist Leroy Westerling.
The August complex north of Sacramento is over 800,000 acres. That's nearly 3 times the size as the largest fire we were allowing in our simulations.
Westerling says these mega blazes are teaching scientists to factor in even larger fires and lightning strikes into their models. Using this information, he is helping create the state's 5th climate assessment. This new baseline of information is why Lania Quinn Davidson says it's no longer time to debate over whether prevention tactics like prescribed burns are beneficial. She's a UC system forestry advisor in Humboldt County.
Come on, guys. We need to get beyond these base level conversations and really think about what are the values that we want to preserve moving forward and how do we get there?
Quinn Davidson says people are hungry for real solutions because lives and livelihoods are disappearing. But for our reality to change, she says all Californians, including the governor, need to demand a cultural change around suppressing wildfires. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
As November approaches, California voters say they're concerned with the integrity of the upcoming election, CAP Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
A new UC Berkeley poll shows 42% of likely California voters don't think the presidential election will be conducted in a fair and open manner. And more than 80% are worried that many Americans will not accept the election outcome.
That's concerning.
David Levine is an Elections Integrity Fellow with the Alliance for Securing Democracy, a bipartisan Washington, D.C.-based initiative.
It's concerning because what we see is that voters aren't necessarily aware of all of the steps that election officials their federal partners and others have done to make sure that our elections are secure.
Levine says that includes things like paper ballots and post-election audits. The poll also shows an impact of President Donald Trump's constant attacks on mail-in voting. Only 50% of Trump supporters say they'll vote by mail, compared to 90% of Joe Biden supporters. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.